This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump and Iran are both signaling they're stepping back from the brink of conflict after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Addressing the nation from the White House, the president seemed intent on de-escalating the crisis.
Iran appears to be standing down.
And while he boasted of America's military might,
we do not want to use it.
Instead, the president says the U.S. will immediately put new economic sanctions on Iran, which launched the strikes after America killed Tehran's top general, a sequence that brought the two nations closer to all-out war. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A vote is set for Thursday in the U.S. House of Representatives on limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
At least four people were killed and 15 others injured by a suicide car bombing Wednesday in the center of Mogadishu. The explosion at a checkpoint near the presidential palace took place as people lined up. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.